Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? What's good? It's your boy Omar back for another version of King Vision, the Vision of a King. Hope y'all had a good day. Good couple weeks. It's been a little minute since I hopped on here and did it. Wanted to come in today and give a little brief, a little tag in. See how everybody's doing, how people doing, whoever listened to this, whenever you listen to it. See, I feel like this podcast is gonna be like, it's gonna be like kind of nothing for a while, and then it's gonna catch up, and then people gonna go back and listen to it and be like, oh man, some of the episodes, it was alright. I was like, I know, so I made it. And I listened to the Bill Burr podcast. Bill Burr's a comedian, for people who might not know. White dude. Really funny. He always say, my podcast is free, so who cares? It is what it is. The quality is quality. And if you can't tell, if you listen to this podcast and if you have listened consistently, you know that this is very free flowing in that same way. So, yeah. Hope everybody been good. Like I said, I've been celebrating new life with a new son, Kingston, and he's doing his thing. He's doing his thing, and that's been cool. It's been cool watching my wife do what she do and take care of him. And I help when I can. And yeah, it's an interesting thing. It's regular life with another person. And you know, people always say, you know, when they talk about fatherhood and parenthood, people always talk about it as being so hard, and it's pretty difficult on this front end, specifically if you never dealt with kids and babies and little ones. It's pretty interesting. But yeah, it's one of them things where you know, when everything is kind of in alignment, it's not bad at all. Like I said, I did reflect on in the hospital watching some people in there by themselves. That was interesting and difficult to watch. And thinking about single moms that might be out there and what that initial experience is like of physically delivering solo, whether it's you live somewhere different from your family or and they don't get there in time, or you're not connected to your family in that way, or you're in a situation where the partner can't afford to not miss work, so they can't really be there with you. They got to come when the baby comes, pretty much. If they're not with you, if it don't happen on the off time, you got all kinds of scenarios that leave a woman by herself to do the glorious act of childbirth solo. I think that's terrible. And so I was trying to brainstorm ways to get people some kind of support. I don't really know what that would look like. My mind didn't really go that far, but it's one of them things where, you know, there should be some kind of support available for someone. That's just social support. You know, it's just all kinds of scenarios. To connect people, and I mean, I don't know how to do it in, like I said, a safe and healthy way, but having people that's just available to talk to people and, you know, have that feeling that someone's there as they go through the experience, I think that'd be cool for those people that's in that scenario. Other than that, the experience has been, like I said, supportive. I'm not the source of food. I'm not I guess I am a source of comfort. But I'm not a source of food, so it's interesting. It's just interesting on how that go, and trying to do the best you can and trying to be supportive as you can be, but at the same time, realizing that your role is a little bit different in the life of a newborn. So yeah, man, that's what I've been doing with my time, and yeah, it's I don't know. It's just all kinds of set scenarios and situations where, you start thinking about other stuff, and they got, one of the things that I did that I was low key upset about was making certain decisions in the hospital that I kind of regret that I made, and I wish I could have made it at a different time. But it's just one of them things where trying to figure out, how to move throughout the society with the child, and taking into consideration being safe. It's just a lot to consider and a lot to be responsible for, and it's just something that you got to do, but decisions got to be made for the sake of health and all of that. So it's really, I don't know. It's just an interesting situation, an interesting time. And I'm hoping that, the genius of God counteract anything that would be harmful, or any give me the wisdom to make any decision that's gonna or to avoid any decision that's gonna be harmful. Just in case, because it's a lot of foolery and fuckery going on out here in the medical and other worlds. So, you gotta be aware of kind of what I use this. You gotta be aware of a lot of stuff, and it just makes start making you think about like what how you're moving and what's going on and what's supposed to be kind of the big deals out here. So, yeah, it's just crazy. And then they're just talking about vaccinations and how it's, six vaccinations, and but one's a three in one, and you're supposed to get them all at one time, and it's just crazy. It's just crazy. So, I don't know. You just gotta do what you gotta do to be conscious, and like I said, hope for the best, and hopefully people can help steer you on things that you might not fully understand, so that you can make good decisions. Other than that, too, it's been about finding new employment. That's been a doozy. Where I live, it's not a good look right now on the employment side of the game. It's a situation where it's hard for people to move up. It's hard for people to find that new thing. The people in their roles, they're not leaving. A lot of them are sitting. So it's just an interesting time for me and my little family and situation, but it's also an exciting time. Looking forward to new challenges, new everything. Like I said, enjoying this new life, learning, continuing to learn, teaching, and being taught new things about myself and the world around me. And then also, like I said, trying to look ahead and be protective over the things and the people that I see as being important. So, yeah, that's pretty much, you know, like I said, a nice little catch up on me and mine and what's been new. And it's interesting, too, another thing, too, going through this whole experience, watching people, seeing how people, like, want to, like, beat up babies and do things to innocent, even little animals that are, you know, young like that. And it's like, you have to be a certain kind of mentality for you to really move like that. You know, you really have to be on something different. And I just think that's interesting that people kind of do that like that. So it's really wild. It's really wild. And it's also, you know, you think about the daycares and all that, and not only the expense, but the foolery that goes on with them. It's like, how do people even have a heart and a stomach to do that? To something that's so defenseless, like it can't defend itself. It can't, you know, whatever you do to it or however you treat it, it's going to, you know, respond and survive accordingly. And it's just like, to think about people moving like that, you know, it make you go crazy. Even if it's not your child or your, you know, even your animal, to the way people treat beings. And then especially if you start thinking about food and stuff too. So we really go into young food like that too and eat it, slaughter it to eat. And aside from the, you know, nutritious portion of eating and trying to be on some plant-based raw type stuff, that's some pretty horrifying realities when it comes to what we eat and how we go about processing it to be eaten. So it really depends on just how you want to look at it, but at the end, it's all terrible. And so it makes me super conscious of that. And it makes me not really want to trust too many people. I already don't really fool with too many people as a natural. So it's not necessarily something that's hard, but you know, it's just an interesting time when it comes to just safety and the way people are being treated. And I watched a video of a girl fighting. She was holding her baby. The baby probably wasn't even one. And she's fighting. Like, and the girl she was fighting was just swinging back and she can't help. She probably hit the baby at least once. And it's just like, there's no more boundary. That's pretty wild. That's another wild thing where it's like, dang, it really ain't no end and no limit to how crazy this can get. So I just got to make sure that's not me and make sure that we equipped with the tools to protect ourselves. If somebody calls themselves going crazy and we dealing with our child, like, you know, so that's a whole different thing. Now, if your child is, you know, stand on his own and, you know, that's different. But if it's, and that's still inappropriate, let's be clear. But if we're talking about a child that's so small that you have to hold them, like they have to be held and you're fighting that person, come on, man. At least let them get the child out the hand before you fight. If they swing on you, tell them to put their child down first before you swing on them. But that's just a whole nother. It's like seeing how people are treating somebody like an elderly person. Like, how you just got the balls to really move like that on somebody who can't defend themselves. Yeah. So anyway, that's been crazy, contemplating that and being made aware of so many different scenarios of mistreatment and all of that. So yeah. The other thing I really wanted to go into was this NBA Finals and everybody talking about it, and it's KD great, and oh, he hopped on a team that was had all-stars on it, and this, that, and the third, man. And I feel like, man, if we talk about this era, it's not even a conversation, man. Kobe was the first person to really do it, but publicly be on some like, all right, I got drafted to this team and I ain't want to play here, which happened to be Charlotte. I don't want to play here. Okay, so he went to New York where they was already, you know, coming off a pretty decent little situation, which they was all right at the time. Probably trash more so, but they was coming up. But not really. But I don't know. I have to go back and look at what I meant to say. So if we're talking that, he tarnished already because he should have stayed with the Hornets and built with them coming off what they had been going in the 90s. And they could have kept going and built something nice around that. Okay, so there go his conversation. And then when we talk about LeBron, who came next, LeBron went to the Heat after taking his team to the finals and the playoffs, and it's just not working out. So there go his, you know, and his is a little bit worse than Kobe's because Kobe went to a team that was pretty much washed, which they had some older people on there that could hoop, but they still wasn't like prime time. In their prime. LeBron went with the D-Wade, and somebody talking about some he was hurt. I'm like, D-Wade was an all-star every year he played with LeBron. And he had already carried the Heat all them years by himself before LeBron came. So D-Wade wasn't no slack, and still low-key ain't no slack if he got his knees under him and he ain't, you know, he healthy. But he still ain't do it by himself. So he don't get the Jordan credit. On top of he don't got that mental like I always be saying. Okay. And so then he came back to Cleveland. And in Cleveland, he brought in Kyrie, who's an all-star, if not a superstar. He got Kevin Love, who's an all-star. Got J.R. Smith, who's not an all-star, but a sixth man easily and could start in some of these other teams. That's low key it, but that's enough. Hell, so we really giving LeBron too much credit when it comes to this whole KD words because he went and joined Clay, Draymond, you know, Iggy, Steph. So it's kind of like, man, the whole new NBA is entertainment, it's like a video game. Even the young teams is good, but I mean, they're good, but they ain't going to get to no finals. Just off the play of the game. But it's just crazy. And plus, it's also a players' league, too. And you got to keep it interesting with these players. And some of these players, it ain't going to be a playoffs that don't involve LeBron. I mean, it ain't going to be a finals that don't involve LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, James Harden. It's not happening. For the next couple years, it's not happening if the finals that don't involve one of them players. Until one of them get old or get hurt. So these people got to understand, like, first off, KD ain't wrong, because if we've taken it by that standard, Kobe should have stayed in Charlotte and built his team. OKC should have found a way to keep they got three superstars and all-stars. And Westbrook, Harden, and KD, they just couldn't figure it out outside because Westbrook was being the greedy one. That's what they not saying, talking about some why he wasn't doing that when he was with the Thunder. It's like, well, do Westbrook, the ball start with Westbrook, and he ain't going to pass it, and we know he ain't going to pass it. So why are we trying to play KD on some he wasn't doing it when, you know, a lot of them times Westbrook was trying to take the game over himself. And Harden probably felt the same way. Like, oh, well, they ain't had a mind to just get off, you know what I'm saying, individually when it was their time. Which sometimes they did, but sometimes you got to be in a rhythm, especially somebody like Harden. He seemed like he got to kind of be in a rhythm. So, you know, it makes sense, but they should have found a way to clock them boys in a way that should have worked. So, Westbrook always, you know, take over when he feel like, even if he having an off night. So, it's one of them things where, like I said, by y'all standards, those of y'all with big LeBron fans that saying KD's joined the team. He should have won. Da, da, da. Same thing with LeBron. He went and played with Chris Bosh and D-Wade, who both was all-stars at the time. He should have won. He should have beat them damn Mavericks that year and didn't. And it's one of them things where, you know, it was gas. And he joined the souped-up team. He joined the 2K team. So Kobe joined. Kobe went and made a 2K team and got his ring. And then LeBron went did 2K thing. And now he on his second run with his second 2K team, and he got his rings. And KD is on his 2K team, and he got his ring. So if you a fan of NBA basketball right now, you a fan of 2K, because the way it's played is for entertainment. It ain't gonna be too many blowouts. And when it is, it's some regular season type. It don't either matter, or it's on some foul call madness. And you know it's crazy. And people getting paid to, you know, whatever the situation is. It's being called in a way that's favorable one way or the other. And it's blatant. People got 2 and 3 fouls at the end of the first quarter. Like, come on, man. It's not let's be real. Especially in the way that they get the games up. So, yeah, man. It's entertainment basketball. It's always going to be. And then now you got to look for the next thing is about to pop. This summer is about to be crazy with the draft because we want to see who Lonzo Ball going to go to. They're trying to get him with the Lakers or the Clippers. Keep him in L.A. But I don't really know much about him in that situation. I really don't care. He ain't coming to the Hornets. Hopefully we get a good pick is the real point of that. And then some of these players, the contract situation is interesting. So, matter of fact, I'm about to look it up real quick, but I want to see where Melo going to do because he's looking to join the team. And it's a lot of teams that could use him. And I could see them giving up Kevin Love. I could see them giving up J.R. Smith. I can see them giving up Shumpert. Any of them just to get Melo on board. He gonna score with LeBron and they're gonna do it like that. And then people gonna judge him. But whatever, if he get his ring, he get his ring. According to y'all. Yeah. We can't judge him if he do it. It's one of them situations where we gotta respect it. So, yeah, man. I hope people make good decisions and see what they can do. But this whole stacked up team thing, it's nothing new, man. It's at a point where you kind of gotta do it. If you don't do it, it's one of them situations where you the sucker for not doing it. So, yeah, it's just crazy. I'm trying to see who else on this list. There's a lot of people on here. Matt Barnes, that's a good pickup. Mike Beasley. Trey Burke, I'm surprised he's still in the league. Michael Carter Williams, he's another young dude who might go do something on another team to come off the bench if he can go to a Cleveland. He's a tall guard. Nick Collison's another one. Steph's open. KD, no. Is this the right year? Yeah. I'm making sure. I'm saying. It's wild. Andrew Broken Bogut. I thought Steph, Vince needed to hang it up. Pau Gasol, might he can go get somebody some good. Todd old self could, in theory anyway. Jeff Green, Blake Griffin, and that's another one who you know, if he really is available. He can make a difference. He can go join, maybe actually in exchange for Kevin Love, he can get Blake, and then they can do that like that. The Thunder need some help, though. Gordon Hayward, another one he can come with for somebody. LeBron, good for Gordon Hayward. He need that. That can be his Kyle Korver, even though Korver ain't been what we thought he was. Because he won a Ray Allen and don't got one. Brandon Jennings. Let's see. It's just a decent amount of little people available for people to kind of go for and build a super team. But that's what it is, man. It ain't going to be no more, people going in and doing their thing. Dirk, he available. Chris Paul's available. Otto Porter, that's weird. It seemed like he just got drafted. Derrick Rose. Let's see. The T, one of the T's. David West, Dwayne Wade. It's just a decent amount of people. And some of these people going back to their team. Some of these people going to hang it up. But it's the era of the super team because there's so many good players. And people got to do what they got to do, man. It's about championships. It's about money. So if you ain't bringing in either, then you really a waste of time. But people really got to stop it with this LeBron and KD not great. And as far as performing, I can't sit here and say that I done watched enough of both of them play to say which one I even think is better. As far as the ones, when LeBron on, his game is a little bit better because he can do more. But KD, he go more, like, I don't know, he still got that little mental edge, I think, I don't know. But they both great players, man. And neither one of them reached Kobe status LeBron have on the number side and probably going to go down as one of the greatest, on the number side. But, he in my opinion, he's not even a Kobe, so we can't even say Jordan. They all went and stacked up teams and got their stuff. Kobe didn't do it by himself. LeBron didn't do it by himself. KD didn't do it by himself. Even Steph kind of did it by himself, but Klay's a legit all-star as well, who be hooping and don't get credit like he should. Draymond don't get credit like he should sometimes too, but he had a lot of help. Iguodala is good. He give you good boys, so he had a lot of help too, but he more credible with his championship with Klay than LeBron is with any of the ones he got, and KD is with the one he got. And I even put Kobe in because Kobe had the most dominant center possibly of all time on his team. So let's be clear on that with most of his rings. So let's not act like, Kobe was being Kobe and them rings came, which that was part of it. But I think somebody even said Shaq got the finals MVPs in some of the years. So, some of them Shaq rings, let's say. Let's just keep it fair, keep it balanced. Try to maintain some kind of sense of reality. And another thing is too is, man, people they care so much about is LeBron better, is it better? But if you ask them about caring about some food being fake or some food being healthy for you, they look at you like you're damn stupid. It's like you got all this opinion about LeBron over KD and KD over LeBron, but if I ask your ass an opinion about some other shit that matter, you don't got no opinion. You might not even know what the fuck I'm talking about. And that's ignorant as hell. We got to stop that. I think that's a problem, too, that people care this much because, man, it's fixed. There's money on some of this stuff. People taking falls. You just never know what this is. Y'all watch Cam Newton in the big game fumble and stare at the ball. I'm going to keep bringing it up. So let's be clear. There's other stuff going on around these sports. But make sure it's all entertainment. Make sure you understand it's entertainment. And make sure you explain it to your kids as entertainment so they don't be wrapped up in their lives and their money up into this. Because you would have your feelings caught up in it and be taking the loss because you need your feelings. I can understand putting money up when you have an understanding of what's going on, but to be in your feelings and do it, come on, man. Come on, man. And it shouldn't be that serious. It's more important stuff going on in the world. So I watch for entertainment value. I'd rather watch college basketball if I'm going to be trying to watch quality basketball. And even that, it's still...